Well, folks, it was an absolutely marvellous night tonight, and good morning as well, as Dundalk virtually have clinched the league title tonight after Chris Shields' goal after just 3.5 minutes. How he ripped the Cork City goal as he had a shot from the edge of the penalty area. A screamer of a shot took a slight deflection and into the back of the net. And Dundalk led 1-0. What was the amazing thing was the ghosts of Tom McNulty hovered around to the grounds of Turner's Cross tonight, because my memories went straight back to 1991, the beginning of May in 91, when McNulty broke with 20 minutes to go in front of a crowd of 10,000 people and ripped the Cork City defence apart on that particular day. And shot low and hard into the bottom right-hand corner of the net and won the league title for Dundalk on the last day of the season. Well, tonight, Chris Shields, in similar fashion, shooting into the same goals. This time, doing a 1-2 and getting into the box and shooting past the Cork City goalkeeper, Mark McNulty, and did an absolutely superb, or scored a superb goal and had a magnificent game all night. And in the end, it was game over, basically, from after just 3.5 minutes. Gary Rogers was forced to take off a very good save from Gerard Morrissey midway through the half. Pat Hoban worked his socks off all night. He was unlucky when he had an effort that was turned away. And there were other slight efforts, but the Dundalk team, to a man tonight, played absolutely superbly. The masterstroke by the manager, Stephen Kenny, basically was the playing of John Mountney and Pat McElhenney in midfield. And that's what basically clinched it for Dundalk. Dundalk was so strong at midfield. But this Cork team tonight are in disarray. There's no question about that. They looked a shadow of the Cork City teams of earlier in the season and of the last few seasons. And well, certainly they're suffering the after effects of the hammering the Bull gave, the Bohemians gave them last week when they were beaten by 4-2. And at half time tonight, to make matters worse for Cork, their manager, John Caulfield, was sent off in some sort of incident in the tunnel area by the referee, Neil Doyle. That, of course, will be investigated by the FAI Disciplinary Committee, and whatever action, if action needs to be taken, will be taken. But it ended up with the outgoing league champions manager sitting in a radio box belonging to one of the Cork local radio stations and shouting his directions from there and telephoning down to the dugout his directions as to what he could do. But it was like the captain of a sinking ship. Cork just could not match Dundalk, really, in any department. And Cork were all over the place. Dundalk just simply outmastered them. And, of course, that run that they've gone on, 15 games in 16 matches, has just been absolutely superb. The 300 Dundalk supporters that made the game down, well, Cork, of course, wouldn't give Dundalk any more tickets. And the ridiculity of that decision was shown tonight by the fact that the attendance was 4,100 in a ground that holds 7,000, and yet Cork would only give Dundalk 300 tickets. So again, that has to, well, it's a side issue at this stage, but the Dundalk supporters that did turn up tonight did the club absolutely proud. And Cork City supporters at the start of the game let off 6 flares from their end. There were no flares let off by the Dundalk supporters. Listening to the management in Dundalk not to get involved in those incidents, bringing the club's name into disrepute. The supporters tonight fully supported their team, and even Stephen Kenny afterwards reflected on that support, lifting the team throughout the match after the Chris Shields goal. But an interesting night, certainly. It's a long day, a long journey from Cork. Few other comments, basically, on the day. Leaving Dundalk today and turning down by Xerox at around 10:30 this morning. make my way towards the M1, suddenly to see that the M1 road was closed, and some kind of work's been mentioned. Not a word of mention of it. There was an AA road watch this morning at 8 o'clock, and I knew no idea what was going on. There were quite another number of cars that had seen that as well. And then off to, heading off to Cork, of course, stopping off at Swords, or at the area, the 24-hour station in there, had a cup of tea, quick cup of tea, come out, and as I was driving out, I had a sense in my head that a bus was going to drive straight out in front of me, and that's exactly what happened. This guy broke the roundabout and came straight out in front of me. Lucky, the extra perception I had, saw this guy head down towards the exit, and then suddenly he pulled in, and then suddenly with the he was carrying passengers, drove back towards the area. I let him know in no uncertain terms what I thought of what he was doing. But it was absolutely disgraceful driving, putting both me and the passengers on his bus in serious danger. But on I went then after that, and the journey itself then to Cork was basically uneventful. It was relatively easy to get to Turner's Cross. Got to Turner's Cross tonight. Got where I was sitting and working, cramped conditions, certainly there were from where I was sitting. I was sitting in the overflow, but I was the only journalist that was in the overflow area. There were no other journalists working for my area at all. And it just meant that people were crawling around me and crawling over me to basically try to get to their seats. And it was very difficult at times to get sorted out. Roy Keane was there tonight, and I see on Twitter that some an next door neighbour of mine did a division of a photograph between myself and Roy Keane, and that's been doing the rounds on Twitter. Very, very funny. I did see other incidents earlier on, just not football related. I was driving down the road, and this priest was trying to cross the road. He cheekily had his hand out the road, trying to turn right across the road, but I didn't know what he was going on about, and he was spluttering something under his mouth as I was trying to drive on. But anyway, on I drove and got to my destination at Park, and if he had indicated he was going left or something, flashed the lights, certainly possibly would have been doing something, but I hadn't got a clue. He looked very arrogant, the way he was directing his terminology towards me, had his hand out and shaking his hand down as if he had divine right across the road. But anyway, that didn't happen. But tonight, unbelievable, folks, coming home, I have to say, I don't know where this country is going. Came across two diversions, but the worst version of all was there was no note on the M50 to say that there was traffic restrictions around Drogheda tonight. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, coming from Cork, there was, so I was able to go the Slane Road, no problem. Tonight, 15 miles of a roundabout diversion, heading back to Dublin as well, they had us, and then turning back and eventually entering into Balbriggan and ending in the old road, and then into Drogheda. But it was unbelievable the mess and that was going on as far as restrictions were concerned tonight. And again, no notice as far as I could see. I heard nothing on air road watch today. Possibly I should have contacted them myself tonight as well, but it certainly delayed me by about an extra hour as a result of what was going on. If you're going to have the people in charge of the motorway, if you're going to have these workings at night, and I think it's a good idea that you do, please do something about the way that you're going to do things, because let people know the delays weren't at Drogheda at all.